Kaufman County Sheriff David Burns was brief and offered few details about the death of D.A. Mike McClelland and his wife Cynthia. He says his office got a call a little after 6 p.m. Saturday mentioning suspicious people in McClelland's neighborhood near Forney. That's about 30 miles southeast of Dallas. When the sheriffs got there, they found the D.A. and his wife shot dead. Just 2 months ago, one of McClelland's assistant D.A.s, Mark Hasse, was gunned down on his way to work.
It's unnerving to the law enforcement community. It's unnerving to the community at large, and that's why we're striving to assure the community that we are still providing public safety, and we'll be able to do that. So there will be increased security at the courthouse, visible security.
Burns was not ready to tie the Kaufman County deaths together. In fact, this is the third killing of a prominent law official this year. In addition to the two Texas prosecutors, the chief of the Colorado prison system, Tom Clements, was shot at his front door 2 weeks ago. A white supremacist suspect in the killing died in a subsequent gunfight with Texas police. Lifelong Kaufman resident Betty Bryant believes there may be a connection.
I'm sure it's organized. It has to be organized for them to disappear like they do. So they know what they're doing, and they know who they want. I think it's for the officials.
So Bryant isn't worried for her own safety, but Courtney Godwin is to some degree. Like Bryant, she was at a private Easter gathering near Kaufman's Town Square and the courthouse.
I mean, there's always going to kind of live in fear, but it's not fair that anyone has to live in fear in this community now.
Godwin stood very near the site 2 months ago where prosecutor Mark Hasse was shot to death.
I'm not saying that I'm actually worried about myself every day, but I do know a lot of people that work in the courthouse. I'm concerned for them. You never know what can happen now. I mean, that was just shocking.
That's similar to what Mike McClelland said January 31st about his friend and prosecutor Hasse killed that morning in cold blood.
This is a crime, as our county judge said, that's against the very basis of our fabric. As far as I know, this has never been done before. I do not want it to happen again. Anything that you people can do to accelerate our getting our hands on this scum will be appreciated.
Now, McClelland's family, officials, and colleagues are preparing a funeral for the DA and his wife. Mike McClelland had been Kaufman County's DA since 2010 when he defeated incumbent Rick Harrison, whom he had lost to 4 years earlier. Cynthia McClelland was a nurse. They had 5 children. Sheriff Burns invited any tips that could help find the killers of the McClellands and Mark Hasse. He said numerous local, state, and federal officials are actively involved in this investigation. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.